Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I am the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we continued our series in the Gospel of John that we're calling I Am, and we were in John chapter 11 at the Mount Vernon campus. And John chapter 11, if you've not read it before, is really incredible, and certainly I would encourage you to go check it out. And so in this passage, we see so many good things. Jesus raises his good friend Lazarus from the dead, and in this interaction that Jesus has with Lazarus's sisters, before he raises Lazarus from the dead, Jesus says something incredibly powerful about himself. Jesus tells Martha, he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." And he goes on to say that if anyone believes in him, that we're going to live forever with him, is the gist of what Jesus says there. And it's an incredibly powerful statement that Jesus makes. I mean, when you think about what resurrection is the reversal of death. And what we said at Mount Vernon is that this reminds us that Jesus's power is bigger than our problems, because we all have problems, right? Like you and I, we have problems that are small and daily, and some of our problems are big and ongoing. And obviously death is really the one of the biggest problems. It's really just a symptom of our biggest problem, which is sin. And what I want to just encourage you with this morning is just the reminder that Jesus, he is the resurrection and the life. And one of the things that clearly comes out of that is that his power is bigger than your problems. And so I want you to take just a minute, and I want you to think about just some of the problems that you've been dealing with lately. They might be problems in relationships, problems with finances, problems with kind of continuing sin or sadness or depression or physical pain, whatever it is. I want you to hear me again say, Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, his power is bigger than your problems. And that is an incredible promise for us, because we know that when we die, if we are in Christ, Jesus's power is bigger than that. And he will call us, like he called Lazarus, out of our graves and give us our glorified, resurrected bodies. And if Jesus has the power to do that, then we can trust him that he has the power to resolve any other problem that we might be dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And so I want you just to take a moment this morning or this afternoon, whenever you're listening to this, and just take a minute and say to God, one, thank you. God, thank you that your son Jesus has the power to resolve, to fix, to heal literally anything that I'm going through. But second, remind yourself as you talk to God that God is trustworthy and he loves you. One of the questions that we don't really have time to explore in this Drivecast that happens in John 11 is some of Lazarus's, some of the Jews that are there at Lazarus's tomb, they ask of Jesus, they say, couldn't the guy who healed blind people have prevented Lazarus's death? Why didn't he? And those questions are part of what it means to be human. God, why don't you? God, why didn't you? But this morning, I just want us to remember Jesus's power is bigger than our problems, and we can trust him because he loves us, because he is the resurrection and the life. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. Again, thanking God that he has all the power and that his power is bigger than our problems, and asking God to help us to trust him. So let's do that together now, please. Well, again, thank you for listening this morning to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have a fantastic week and that we see you back on the Drivecast again tomorrow. God bless.